like 7 PM you can water through 5 minute household connection is very important. And we are now working to do this. Government has to mobilize resources. We will have household connections in Juba. So this is going to take place very soon.
Water is life and water is a human right. Just like education, just like health services, just like any other services that the government is planning to provide for the people of South Sudan. Why is water being the last option?
It is not the last option. We have provided our population in rural areas with safe and clean drinking water by drilling new boreholes, repairing the broken one, and providing spare parts for the repair of those water supply system. We have very limited resources.
And talking about limited resources, it's an open secret that the international organizations in South Sudan have been championing the cost of providing water and sanitation. It appears like the non-governmental organizations are the ones in the forefront in this, the struggle for providing clean water to the South Sudanese.
Well, it seems to be so to somebody who does not have general information about how the service is delivered jointly both by government and the humanitarian organization. So the government is actually taking lead in mobilizing funds and humanitarian organization in making sure that this service is delivered to the people.
Talk to me about this conference that you came to attend here about water issues in South Sudan. I remember last year there was a huge outcry about plans by the government of Egypt to dredge River Nam, and environmentalists were up in arms that is going to affect the wetlands in the country. Are you discussing this issue in this conference?
We have not started the discussion. It's going to start tomorrow. But what I know so far is that the issue cleaning or clearing, which is subject of discussions and engagement, especially in most of the media, is not going to be a part of discussions in New York. But for your information and clarification, the government of South Sudan has no plan to do dredging, because what we are having in South Sudan is a flood, and the solution to this is not to dredge. And therefore, when I came to this portfolio, I have never heard any government official talking about our rivers being dredged. So the only thing that I know the government is going to do, and which has not yet been done, is that most of our rivers are silted with aquatic weeds and wooden lock. And as a result of this situation, our navigation has come to stop. And so with this, the price of commodities, especially in the states that are far away from Juba, have gone up. And so for this price to be stabilized, there is a need for us to bring our navigation system back to life.
Educate us on the budget of your ministry, annual budget of the ministry, and how you use that money to achieve this goal of providing water to South Sudanese.
We have very limited budgets meant for operations and running the ministry. And in this budget, we do not have an allocation for building or constructing water supply system that can provide water for everyone in the city. This component of the budget is missing. And if it has been there, Juba would have a system five-minute household connection that can supply everyone with water. But recently, we have decided that this is not the way to go, because Juba has become a very big city with a lot of buildings, and we need not to continue supplying our urban population using water tankers. There has to be a memo, which we have already written, that is going to be submitted to Council of Ministers for approval on this particular issue, so that a good amount of money is released or made available for the implementation and achievement of this objective.